I like to have a little bit of a chat with you guys, and the reason why I come up out here is that basically it's something that is really hard to discuss anywhere else, and I will get to the topic and like why it's so hard and certain aspects of vlogging, but also just expressing ourselves. And it doesn't really matter if you are creating online or if you just want to express yourself better to other people, the same things apply and the same struggles apply there. Basically, I was just journaling this morning, and so I took a couple of notes, and I'm just going to pull those up to kind of reference them because I think that my thoughts were very interesting. Basically, what happened is I read a couple of articles this morning that I was pushing away for quite some time. And in a way, they were the perfect articles for today because they kind of touched on a subject that I've been struggling with creating these videos, but also just in general in life, I've been looking at those things. And the interesting thing is that it mostly was articles that were either about or from Aubrey Marcus. Basically, this guy has a multi-million dollar company called Onnit. He has a podcast, he does ayahuasca retreats in all kinds of places all around the world, and he has a book that's called Own the Day, Own Your Life, where it's basically about improving yourself. I also have been pushing away that. It's like a longer story. I have an Audible subscription. I have that book in my catalog, but I just don't put in the time to actually read it and listen to it. But basically, I read a couple of articles about him and his life. And what struck me is that he is everything but conventional. And that is the funny thing. What is conventional? That's like the question that is coming up for me and the mental struggle that I'm working with. Because I have so many things in my life where I think I'm not normal, or I'm weird, I'm strange, I can't show this on the video because then I'm the strange kid, I can't talk about these kind of subjects because then it's weird and people will judge me. And this guy, Aubrey Marcus, has a lot of the things in common with the thoughts that I am having, and it's just crazy to see how he handles them. And a couple of those that are like just in my face, or like a couple of those thoughts and aspects that I see in him, is he has a multi-million dollar company and is super successful, and all the while he also has a open relationship with his girlfriend, and I think they are now engaged, so with his fiance. Not only that, which is already unconventional, or at least it's how the media portray it, it's unconventional and it's such a crazy thing, and so it's like it's blown up to this speciality and specialness. That is a struggle, because depending on how you handle things in life, it's either something that is the most normal thing in the world and you treat it that way, or it becomes super weird and you can never talk about it and it's just something that happens in the closet. And the same thing kind of goes in line with his other thing, which is the ayahuasca retreats and his spirituality. It's another thing where I feel like my explorations in those areas aren't conventional. And I've had it a couple of times where I would say rational friends of mine, or where I felt drawn towards a rational explanation. But those kind of experiences with yoga, with energy work, with ayahuasca, which I've never done, but it's an interesting subject, all of those things aren't really, like, you can't really put them into words, you can't really put them into science, but they are real, or are they? The big question for me is, how much of that am I able to portray to the world? How much of that do I want to put into my vlogs and my videos? And will I be ridiculed if I do so? My girlfriend has a really cool thing about this kind of stuff. Basically, she says that most of all of these things are in your head. And if you are experiencing judgment, or you expect judgment from the world, you have a blockade somewhere inside of you. So, for example, for me, with something like spirituality, energy work, or ayahuasca, my blockade inside of me is that others think that I would be weird for it, or that others think that that is weird. And so it's just kind of like pointing the finger at, I find something strange in it. I find something weird in it. But I'm open-minded and I want to explore it. And yet I let that perception of the world that I have control me and basically tell me what I can and cannot do. So then I'm starting to censor myself and I put out my video, but I'm not mentioning that I do have healing sessions or that I basically explore all kinds of different techniques, supplements, try different aspects of this kind of like alternative medicine and want to improve myself by doing so. And for whatever reason, it's really hard for me to admit that to myself and then also to present it to the world because, oh my God, someone could end up judging me for those things. So I kind of like try to keep everything nice and normal and then nobody will get upset. But that's not who I am. That's not what I want to present to this channel and that's not who I want to be. I read multiple times on different kinds of people's blogs and websites that the articles that are the scariest to write are the ones that tend to perform the best because they give resonance. Someone can associate themselves with it and feel into that struggle. And this video kind of feels like that. It's my heart rate's pumping. It's like it's higher than in usual video circumstances because it feels real. It's a real struggle that I'm presenting to the world and putting into this video. And you may think, well, all those things are the most normal in the world, but they are not to me. It's very distinct in terms of what I have put into the world up to this point and what I want to allow myself in the future. And even this video just now discussing certain aspects of life and areas. But I don't want to be controlled by the one thing that I think that this whole thing is coming from. I don't want to be controlled by shame. And that is what many of these topics are surrounded by. Ayahuasca is a drug, and drugs have a stigma around it. Open relationships have a stigma. Spirituality and energy work has believers and non-believers. But in the end, everything has believers and non-believers. Whether it's a political party, Christianity or religion in general, drugs, running your own business versus being a freelancer, everything has some form of contradiction. And I don't want to have certain contradictions or things be shameful in my life. I want to kind of like reclaim that energy and step out as who I am and what I want to present. I don't want to limit myself. I don't want to censor myself. I want those things to define the future of this channel, the future of my podcast that I'm still thinking about and wanting to create. And I want to be free in my expression, and I want to be free of myself almost. Because this shame is something that is inside that is not necessarily thrown by anybody. Because for someone to throw an opinion at me or a judgment, I have to put something into the world. But more often than not, we are limiting ourselves before we even put it out there, before someone could even judge. And maybe the exact opposite would happen. And that's exactly the reason why I want to be free of these things, because I think that it's bullshit to be controlled by something that is in the future. And it's kind of like the Seneca quote that says, we suffer more often in imagination than in reality. Let's make ourselves free of that. Like, I want to be free of that. I have to be free of that to actually be someone and be me. And there's a lot of evidence that that can sprout something, that that can be growthful, and that can be the baseline for something much greater than this small world of comfort in which you don't offend anybody or where you don't explore something new and where you don't spread your wings and try all these different avenues. So as an example of what I just talked about, I want to take this as almost a manifesto of leaving the dark behind and stepping into the light, the openness, the field, freedom and expansion, and being able to express more freely, show more realness, and find freedom in all of this. To connect, to help each other, to build, explore, and give the space for expansion, exploration, and non-judgment. Let's see where all of this will lead, and I will see you tomorrow in a new video. Have a good one, and wish me luck, because all of this won't be easy. It will be quite the challenge. But I'm in belief that this will also be an expansive, growthful experience.